Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Income taxes, for many of us, is the number one expense we have over our lifetimes. We pay more in income taxes over our lifetimes than we typically do even for our housing. And at least a lot of us do. And reducing income taxes, you know, there was an old judge, learned hand, that said we don't even have a patriotic duty to pay one more penny to the U.S. Treasury than we're required to. And I think in the next 10 years, reducing income taxes, we've got some real opportunity right now. If you look at where we are as a country, our income tax rates compared to our history going back to 1914, when the income tax as we know it now was implemented, our income tax rates today are reasonably low compared to our history. However, we have had two major government stimulus issues in the last 16, 17 years with the Great Recession of 2007 and the financial collapse of 2008, and then, of course, the pandemic of 2020. We've had tremendous government intervention, which was necessary in a lot of ways, but the problem is we haven't had anything change to our tax system. We are going to have a tax rate increase at the end of 2025 as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires. And then the question is, what will our tax environment look like 10 years from now? We don't know for sure. I think it's highly likely our tax system is going to look somewhat different, and tax brackets will be higher pretty much across the board. I could be wrong on that, but we know taxes are going up in 2026. Also, as you approach either 73 or 75, and that's the age at which you have to start taking those required distributions from your retirement accounts, you've got a sweet spot between retirement age and age 73 where you can really do some very, very effective tax planning. I've got a 2023 tax planning guide. If you go to my website at broganfinancial.com and click on resources, you can scroll down. You'll see it there. 2023 edition of my tax planning guide. Again, go to broganfinancial.com, click on resources, and scroll down.